And welcome back to Butch Butler Field in Greeley. I'm Mark Cantor here on Audio Sports Online as we get set to resume yesterday afternoon's contest between the Delta Panthers and University Bulldogs. Delta is down by 4, 13-9 here in the top of the 7th. They are, the University Bulldogs are sending Riggs Towel to the mound. So, Ryland Bynum will be coming to the plate. You've got runners, bases loaded, Landon Clay at third, Luke. They get Chaz Wilkes at second, and Ty Reed at third. Ty had just hit that RBI single to bring Delta within 4 runs here in the top of the 7th yesterday when the weather delay was called and then the game ultimately postponed. So in this game, Bynum had walked twice, had reached on a couple of fielder's choices, has an RBI. So he gets set. Field is in pretty good shape, all things considered. First pitch to Bynum is a swing and a miss. There is one out here in the inning. Towell, the ace of this university staff, the sixth pitcher to enter this game. A little off speed and a swing and a miss by Bynum. Steve Ryer down in the third base coach's box tells Bynum, see the ball, hit the ball. And the pitch. It's a chop. It's a slow roller on the ground. Towell picks it up. Will force the runner at first. So a third fielder's choice in this game by Bynum. 1-2 on the put out for the second out of the inning. All the other runners move up, so the bases remain loaded for Braden Sprout. Grado is 0-for-3 with a walk in this game. Which basically means Grado is due for something here. Towell stares in. Now the pitch. That misses high. Towell has his sign. He'll kick and deliver. That misses high. 2-0 now to the Delta center fielder. So believe it or not, we are experiencing some technical difficulties here because of the rain from last night. So if you notice a difference in the broadcast, please bear with me as that pitch misses and it's 3-0. I imagine Brado's got to be taken all the way here as the bases are loaded in a 3-0 count. The pitch, the four-pitch walk to Sprout. He'll get an RBI the easy way as it forces in Wilkes from third and Delta within 3. As the score is now 13-10, that'll bring Connor Workman to the plate. Workman's 0-for-3 with a walk today, or at least in this game. The winner of this game will play Colorado Academy immediately following. The pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Yates. Workman steps out now back in. Here's the pitch. That'll miss low. University fans not happy with the call by the home plate umpire, but it is 2-0 now to Workman with 2 outs. Base hit should tie the score with Bynum at second. He's got some speed. Here's the pitch. It's on the ground. Chopper's foul on the left side. So, Reed's at third. Bynum's at second. Sprouts at first. Bredo represents the go-ahead run. Bynum the tying run. Workman back in, right on right. Here's the pitch from Powell. Misses low, 3-1. Powell takes a deep breath on the mound, waits for his sign, he's got it now. Here's the 3-1 delivery. A strike down the middle for a strike. Runs the count full. Here's the payoff pitch from Cal. It's going to be hit foul on the right side and... right fielder can't catch up to it, so the count will remain full. University leads 13-10, two outs here, top of the seventh. Three and two the count to Workman, who strolls back toward the plate after running out the foul ball. Now step back in. Grass is a little wet here, makes it a little slick. See if that comes into play at all here on a ground ball. Here's the pitch with the runners going. This is smacked into left field. It's dropping, and it drops. Shortstop to start, can't handle it. Two runs are going to score. So Reed and Bynum score, and Delta is within one, 13-12. Sprout had to stop at second with Workman's two RBI single, and now Evan Ficklin comes to the plate. Evan is 1-for-3 in this game. That hit a home run. A solo shot in the sixth inning. The pitch, he holds up, and it's a ball. Evan's also walked this game. And the university fans unhappy with that call, as you might be able to hear. So Cal will stand on the mound. Now back to the rubber. He attempts to not be frustrated. Here's the pitch. This is going to be fouled off out of play on the right side. Evens the count at one. Delta was down 12-3 at one point in this game. They're now down by one run, 13-12. Mounting an improbable comeback here in the sixth and seventh innings. The pitch. Misses low. 2-1. Powell stares in. Again, runners at first and second. There's the pitch. Powell lays off, and it's a strike on the outside half to even the count at two. The loser of this game will play today at 2:30 over at University High School. They'll face Bayfield. Again, the winner of this game faces Colorado Academy directly following this game. The pitch. It stops foul at the plate. Sprout the runner at second, Workman at first. Sprout the tying run. Workman represents the winning run. Or the go-ahead run, as it may be. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that will end this ball game. Delta with a miraculous comeback, 13, scoring five runs in the sixth, four in the top of the seventh, but unfortunately, it's just not enough. So Delta will play again at 2:30 at University High School. I will have that game here on Audio Sports Online. So I will talk to you then. Again, Delta drops this one, University 13-12. And Delta will play Bayfield at University High School at 2:30. I will talk to you then, folks. Have a good day. Welcome back to the 3A State Baseball Championships. We're into the consolation bracket now with Delta losing to University 13-12 this morning. So they will be playing Bayfield, who lost 7-6 to Colorado Academy yesterday afternoon. As a matter of fact, Colorado Academy turned around and beat University this morning 5-4 to advance in the winner's bracket of the tournament. They will face Eaton tomorrow, I believe at noon, at Butch Butler Field. We're here at University High School, where Delta has played before. They played here last year. I don't think they played here during the Northeastern Colorado tournament. I think all of their games were at Eaton, although I could be mistaken about that. Regardless, we'll take a look at the starting lineups now. Delta, again, the visiting team, due to being the lower seed, they're going to have their pitcher Landon Kennel leading off, with Landon Clay, the shortstop, batting second. The catcher, Luke Gastineau, will bat third, and in the cleanup spot, Ty Reed, the right fielder, batting fifth, the first baseman, Ryland Bynum. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Braden Sprunk. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. He will be batting for the third baseman, Lance Porter. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Jesse Delgado. For the Bayfield Wolverines, they'll have their catcher, Nick Tweed, leading off, followed by the second baseman, Lance Mazur. Batting third, the shortstop, Caden Wood. In the cleanup spot, their first baseman, Noah Chamblee. Batting fifth will be their pitcher, Jackson Queen. Batting sixth, third baseman, Tavian Box. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Micah Cornelia. In the eighth hole will be the right fielder, Donovan Candelaria. And batting ninth will be their center fielder, number 55, Andy Munger. So the meeting taking place at the plate now between the coaches as they exchange lineups. I'd like to thank our sponsors, or at least some of them right now, State Farm agent Jerry Ryer. Hey, did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep. And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Another sponsor is the Delta County Independent. The DCI is your family-owned local community newspaper providing quality news coverage since 1983. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record. It covers all of Delta County. They want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting their website at deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. If you want to advertise, get in touch to request more information by visiting their website or calling 970-874-4421, the Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed. So we'll take a look real quick at Jackson Queen's numbers heading into this game, or at least heading into the tournament. I'm not sure if he's pitched yet in the series or in this tournament. I would imagine he hasn't, but On the season, Queen, a 9-2 record in 12 appearances, a 129 earned run average, 19 walks, 85 strikeouts, an on-base average against a 436. So people get on against him, but they don't score. So we will see exactly how this works out for Delta. Again, Delta dropping that one this morning after the weather delay yesterday to University. It was a tough loss. We'll see if emotionally they can stay up for this game here against Bayfield. They need to lose and go home. So they win here. They'll go on to face Cortez later today. So Landon Kennel comes to the plate. Kennel looking to start things off for Delta. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here comes the 0-1 from Queen. Misses the outside corner. We can't see even either of these teams played each other this year. Yeah, no, there are a couple teams here that Delta has played. Cortez, Coleridge being two of them. Eaton, the another one they've played. Is that pitch is fouled down the line but foul, or hit down the line but foul, excuse me. And now Kennel going to have to be tough with two. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. One out in the inning, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando steps in right on right here against Queen. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, no misses the corner, and that's a ball. Apparently just off the plate. And the pitch. Got this low. 2-0 is the count. The 2-0 catches the corner. It's strike one. The pitch. A chopper to short, Wood up with it. No, he's going to boot it. Play on base via the error. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke fouled the ball off his ankle yesterday against University, and he's got a nice bruise. He's got it wrapped, so still kind of nursing that sore right ankle. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. Luke steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. On the ground to second. Mazur up with it. Flips to the shortstop. Pulled him off the bag. Shortstop had to jump to get the ball from Mazur Wood. Couldn't drag the foot, and Delta will have runners at first and second now. As we'll get a courtesy runner out at first base for Gastineau. It's Chaz Wilkes. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Queen puts the runner at second, now comes home, outside corner, that's a strike. Queen's ready. Here's the 0-1. Chopped toward the hole on the right side. Mazur up with it, lobs to first in time. 4-3 on the put out for the second out of the inning, and runners will advance. He dealt with a couple runners in scoring position for Ryland Bynum.
So a two-out base hit will score at least one, probably two, with Wilkes being at second. First pitch today sponsored by Taco Time, and the first pitch to Bynum misses for a ball. This one's on the ground to third, and third baseman Box up with it, and they're going to say they got him at first. So a bang-bang play, and Bynum will be the third out of the inning. So no damage done by the Panthers. We'll see what the Wolverines can do coming up here in their half of the first. And in Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main is voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. They're 305 Main Street in Delta, with the creators of A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience. Another sponsor of this stream is the Delta County School District. They'd like to wish all students the best of luck this school year, although the school year is getting close to the end, if not over. Together, they create a safe and caring environment that includes all, so they can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life that you put into it, so study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol, which Delta County School District share their caring, challenging, and learning attitude with every student every day. Brandon Kennel comes to the mound, and I don't have the numbers on Kennel handy, but I can tell you he's got over 80 strikeouts on the season, as well as a sub-1 ERA. It's probably somewhere around .63 right now, so he's a very effective pitcher and, of course, just a freshman. We'll take a look at the defense for Delta. From first to third around the horn, Bynum, Delgado, Clay, and Porter. In the outfield left to right, it's working Sprout and Reed behind the plate, Castano, and on the mound, Kennel. Kennel will face Nick Tweed, the catcher for Bayfield. Again, Bayfield getting to this game by losing to Colorado Academy yesterday by a run. So this is the first elimination game of the tournament, as the winner will advance to play Cortez and the loser will get on the bus and have a long bus ride home. Of course, Bayfield south of Durango, so they've got even farther than Delta to travel. So here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kennel deceptively strong. Has a little bit of power to him. Not the strongest arm on the staff, but you wouldn't expect from his build to have a lot. It's a slow roller to short, barehanded by Clay, and it is not in time to get Tweed, who was hustling up the line. That'll be an infield hit. This grass. Maybe not quite as wet as it had been earlier. And you know, the athletic director here at university, I was told, did a very good job of getting the dirt field ready today after the storm that rolled through yesterday. For the outfield, by the outfield fence was a marsh, and he did a good job. And the mound was a little difficult, but the runner goes on the first pitch, thrown down, not in time. That's a stolen base for Tweed. But like I was saying, the a marsh out by the right field fence, and the mounting did a little bit of work, but it looks to be dry now. So Kennel will check the runner, now come home. That misses high, and it's 2-0 to Mazur. Landon Stairsand, he's got his sign now. And the pitch. Mazur checks his swing, and it's outside. It'll be 3-0. Kennel doesn't walk now. Let's see if he challenges Mazur here. Pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Mazur obviously taking all the way on 3-0, so we'll see what he does here with the hitter's count 3-1. Kennel spins and throws to Clay at second, and we back in plenty of time. Kennel's ready. And the pitch. One's lifted foul, way out of play on the left side, and that'll run the count full. Kennel looking to win this battle here against the Wolverine second baseman. He spins. No throw, nobody covering the bag, but Tweed back diving head first. Trying to keep the runner close to the bag at second. It's the pitch. Breaking ball misses. I'm not entirely sure where. May have come in high, but pretty good pitch from Kennel. And now runners will be at first and second with Caden Wood coming to the plate. Wood will be in on the right side, so right on right matchup. Sweet, the runner at second, and Mazur, the runner at first after the walk. The pitch, in for a strike. Kennel's ready. And the pitch. That misses the outside corner, and the count's even. Wood steps out, now back in. Kennel sets. And delivers. There's an off-speed pitch, and it's fouled toward the Bayfield dugout. Kennel will be ahead in the count 1-2. No score here in the bottom of the first, no outs. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. That'll miss high. Counts even at 2. It's warm out here today. There's a slight breeze blowing out to left. A little humidity as well. So, want to stay hydrated. The pitch. Strike 3 called on the inside corner with the slider. Wood. Couldn't believe it. The umpire said, well, yes, of course it was a strike. I called it that way. So Noah Chamblee will come to the plate, mainly the cleanup hitter. The Bayfield first baseman looks like he's got a little power to him. So got a runner in scoring position. We'll see what Bayfield can do with it here. Spin, throw. Delgado can't matches, but doesn't get too far away from Jesse. He's able to track it down. The runner doesn't advance. Kennel's ready now. What's the runner? The runner's going. The pitch. Misses the zone. I think that's the ball. So Tweed at third. Play finish on the corners. One out.
1-0 to Chamblee. Here's the pitch from Kennel.
That's right down Broad Street for a strike. Evens the count. Here's the pitch. Runner's going from first. Throw down is fielded in front of the bag by Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Now two runners in scoring position for Bayfield. It's 2-1 to Chamblee at the plate. Kennel stares in. He's got his time. Looks at the runners. Now comes home with the pitch. That one's going to get away from Gastineau, and Tweed will score from third. Mazur replaces Tweed at third, and it's 3-1. Steve Chamblee. Is the pitch outside corner for a strike. So that'll run the count full. Here comes Kennel with the payoff pitch. Misses low maybe, and second walk in the inning for Kennel. Jackson Queen, the pitcher, comes to the plate looking to help his cause. Now runners on the corners for the Wolverine. The pitch at the knees for a strike. Chamblee, the runner at first, being held on by Bynum. Porter out in on the grass on the left side of the diamond, middle infielder, double play depth. Runner's not going. Pitch catches the outside half for a strike. Bayfield with one run in the inning. Delta looking to limit the damage. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two outs, second strikeout of the game for Kennel. And Tavian Boss will come to the plate. Boss steps in right on right. The pitch, swing and a miss. Boss may have got a piece of that, but it landed in the catcher's glove, so. Box steps out, takes a couple practice swings. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike two. Kennel stares in. That's the sign. Here's the 0-2. It's going to be popped up back behind me. So Kennel, a few pitches to work with here. Strike three called on the outside corner. Doesn't need any more than that. So third strikeout of the inning will get Kennel out with only the one run scored. He did walk two in the inning. Somewhat uncharacteristic of Landon, but Delta behind 1-0 here after an inning. See what they can do here in the top of the second. Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? You're going to want to look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the breads fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Clyde's Cafe open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats. So Braden Sprout will lead off the second for Delta as Queen will face 6-7-8. As this is a slow roller on the right side, Sprout sprinting up the line, and this throw is going to go by the first baseman. Sprout slipping as he went to turn. They attempted to make the tag of Sprout as he slipped and tried to come back to the bag, and they tagged him. The umpire calls him safe. They're going to... Sprout has to make an attempt to turn, and they're going to say he didn't, and he slipped. So the Bayfield coach is going out to talk. And got an explanation, and obviously that was he didn't make an attempt towards second. He just slipped as he tried to stop, and I mean, not to say he wasn't going to go to second if he made that turn, but so Brito with an infield single and Connor Workman coming to the plate. The pitch, Connor. Where's the bunt? Pulls back, and it's going to be called a strike at the knees. The pitch will be fouled back on the right side. This one's going to be lined into center. Center fielder underneath it, that's longer, and he'll make the catch. And Evan Stickman will come to the plate. Evan homered against University. It was a solo shot, but... Delta, their third run of that game, and shortly after that, Delta started to attempt their comeback. There's the pitch. Back the knees. Oh, it's below the knees for ball one. On look in by Queen. Pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even at one to Delta's designated hitters. Pickoff throw over, right back in time. Held on by Chamblee over at first. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Nope, I'm sorry. They throw over to first. Not in time. Green looks over it. Brado. Warning. to the Bayfield dugout as a strike three called on the outside corner. The first base umpire hollering at the Bayfield dugout. For trash talking. I'm not sure I heard any of it, but he definitely is hearing it, and he doesn't like it. Second strikeout for Queen today is Sprouse got a good lead at first. Jesse Delgado at the plate, the pitch, swing and a miss. Queen stares and he's got his sign and the pitch. It's going to be hit in the air to center field. Munger coming in on it and makes the catch. So a leadoff single goes for naught as Delta cannot get them home. We will head to the bottom of the second with Bayfield still ahead 1-0. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your job done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-offs, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. They offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call them today at 874-7518, Dowdy Steel and Machine. The expertise to get your project done it right. Are you ready to have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of designs. Their in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. Don't put it off any longer. Stop in their showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. Located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit them online at deltacabinetcompany.com. So, leading off for Bayfield here in the bottom of the second, Micah Cornelia. The pitch is fouled off the plate. Kennel stares in. Kennel had a shaky first inning, but only gave up the one run. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Kennel looks a little more comfortable and locked in now as it's 0-2 to Cornelia. Landon's got his sign. And the pitch. Fouled into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Here's a strike out of the game for Kennel, and Jonathan Candelaria will come to the plate. Maybe it's Dante Candelaria. My roster says Donovan, so. The pitch is fouled on the left side and picked up by by Baylor's third base coach and I assume head coach. That pitch misses, and it's even at one. And Kennel stares in. He's ready now. The pitch. One's popped up foul on the right side. It stays in play. Gastineau calls off Bynum, and he'll make the catch. two down, and Andy Monger will come to the plate. He's made a couple of catches out in center field today. He'll be at the plate for the first time today facing Kennel. The pitch. That misses outside. The dimensions here, 300 down the left field line, and there's a swing and a miss by Monger to even the count. 400 to straightaway center, that may actually be 405, and then 330 down the right field line. The pitch, outside corner, strike two. Umpire wasn't calling that corner earlier. He's definitely calling it now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be popped up out of play. Foul. Look in by Kennel. He's ready now. The pitch. Misses on the outside and the count's even. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Landon. And Wolverines go quietly here in the second inning. And Kennel looking a lot more like the Landon Kennel we've come to know and appreciate this season. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. Try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rate. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually everything you'll ever need to fix, repair and maintain your home, plus everything in between with all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scott's, and so much more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly a one-stop shop. Your one-stop everything shop, that is. Delta Ace Hardware is a helpful hardware place. Kennel will lead it off with a single into center. That'll bring Landon's play to the plate. Lando reached on an error by the shortstop as we'll get a courtesy runner now. Looks like Jacob Hancock coming in to run for Kennel. Clay steps into the right side, right on right here against Queen as Kennel will take a good lead off of first, held on by Chamley. The pitch. As Clay will drop down a nice bunt to the third baseman, he can't field it. Nobody covering third base. Kennel thought about advancing, but quickly retreated. And Clay will be on as a result of the single. So runners at first and second. And Luke Gastineau coming to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. The pitch, as Kennel dives out of the way, and it that pitch tailed inside. Luke hit the deck in a hurry on that one. He's the 1-0. As he squares the bunt but pulls back and takes ball two. There's the pitch. Is Kendall away, or Gaskin lays down a pretty bunt. He's hustling up the line. Nobody's covering the bag at first, and Luke has a bunt single. Back-to-back bunt singles for Delta, and that loads the bases for Ty Reed. Here comes Chaz Wilkes to take Gastineau's place at first to run, and head coach for Bayfield slowly walking to the mound, looking quite displeased. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motor Company has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy, initial drop-off and pickup available. Ask about the Hellman Car Finder service and find a vehicle that meets your needs, even if it is in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Reed steps in with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. This is going to be lined into left. Left fielder Fernalia able to make the catch. Hancock doesn't tag. And with one out, Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Not sure why Hancock didn't tag. Maybe didn't feel comfortable. It's the pitch to Bynum. That catches the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-1. This one's lifted up, an infield fly called. Ball will be caught by the shortstop for the second out of the inning, and now Braden Sprout will come to the plate. The pitch to Bredo in there at the knees for strike one. Delta had the bases loaded yesterday and weren't able to convert as this one's popped up into foul territory. Chambly coming over. The catcher, Weeds, attempting to make the catch. A little collision between the two. The ball drops in foul ground, so it'll be 0-2 to Sprout. What I was saying was Delta had bases loaded against University yesterday early in the game and weren't able to capitalize. They'd love to get a base hit here and score two to take the lead. The pitch, it's a tie. Can't get Grado to face something up in the zone. Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be listed foul out of play on the left side. Sprout steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball outside. Third strikeout of the game for Queen gets him out of the jam and maintains his team's lead. Bayfield still with a 1-run, 1-0 advantage here as we head to the bottom of the third inning. When you think of appliances, think of Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installation and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance Company today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs. Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. To State Farm agent Jerry Ryan is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for surprisingly great rates. So stop looking around State Farm for a surprisingly great rate. And your State Farm agent Jerry Ryan is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great home and... excuse me, auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Top of the lineup for Bayfield, Nick Tweed takes ball one. The 1-0 from Kennel. Swinging a miss. Tweed really pulled his head on that one, swinging for the fences. Long look in by Kennel. He's ready now. Here's the 1-1. Tweed able to check his swing, and it's 2-1. Kennel's ready. Gosh dang it. The pitch on the right side, and Delgado not able to field that one. So Tweet will reach on the error, and Lance Mazur will come to the plate. He walked and stole a base in the first inning. Pickoff throw over to first, not in time, as Bynum is holding the runner Tweet on. One of the few catchers that actually runs for himself. Another throw over, not in time. Definitely concerned about Tweet after his two stolen bases in the first inning. Actually got him in scoring position and is able to score on a wild pitch. The only run in this game. This pitch is going to be popped up foul on the left side, out of play. Brian's coming from the third base coach. Pitch runner's going. Throw down is in time, but Tweed able to slide in ahead of the tag. Throw is there. Clay just not able to make the tag quick enough. Mazur will step back in. Here's the pitch. And there's a bunt from Mazur. Kennel will steal. Throws. Not in time to get Mazur, that's an infield hit. Delta loaded the bases with a couple of bunt singles in the top of the inning, and now Bayfield trying to follow suit. They've got runners on the corners. Caden Wood will come to the plate. He struck out looking for the first out in the first inning. Kennel's got his sign. The pitch, runner's not going. A good pitch, it missed, I guess, outside. It's 1-0 to Wood. runners going this time. The pitch is in there for a strike, and Gaston on face to throw down, and hangs on to it. That'll be a stolen base for Mazur. Counts even at one now. No outs here in the bottom of the third. The Wolverines are threatening again. Pitch is going to be a bloop single to right. It's going to land in front of Reed, who's got a hustle throw coming in, and it's going to go to second. And the runner at third base holds for some reason. He rounded the bag as Reed was coming up with it. And so just the one run scores right now. The runners will still be at the corners after the RBI single. Now Noah Chamblee will come to the plate. He walked in the first. Kennel stares in. He sets and delivers as the runner goes, and Gastineau throws down. It's fielded in front of the bag by Clay on a hop. So once again, runners at second and third for Bayfield. No outs here. Counts 0-1 to Chamblee. Here's the pitch from Kennel. It's low, and Gastineau makes a good stop. Chamblee will be even at one. Kennel sets and delivers. On the ground foul on the left side, and Kennel will be ahead 1-2. Chamblee steps back in. Right on right here against Kennel. And still playing here, trying to keep the run from scoring as this is popped up. Clay calls off. Porter makes the catch. That's one out. Now Jackson Queen will come to the plate. He struck out swinging for the second out of the first inning. The pitch is a single in the left. Workman going to try to get the runner at third. Second, they got him there, but two more runs are going to score. So it is 3-0 here. Make it 4-0. With two outs and Kavian Box at the plate. Bases empty. The pitch misses high. Box struck out swinging for the last out of the first inning. As the clouds are starting to build out south. The pitch. This is the outside corner. It's 2-0. Box steps out now. Back in. Here's the 2-0 from Kennel. In for a strike right at the knees. And the pitch on this outside, it's 3-1 now to the Bayfield third base. The pitch is in the air to center. Sprout backed up in a hurry and makes the catch. I think it's Delta out of the inning, but not before Bayfield does some damage. 3 runs home for the Wolverines. At the end of 3, they lead 4-0. We'll head to the top of the fourth with like 7-8-9 due up here for the Panthers. Delta Health knows the reasons you trust them to provide compassionate quality health care, the same reasons why the people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and even being there through their end-of-life moments. The reason why people chose Delta Health, or choose, excuse me, are measured in important life moments that they can be a part of, and the reasons why they love working here. See more reasons why their patients and employees choose Delta Health. Visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system. There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. Nine Stories Creative makes commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, they have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media you advertise. Nine Stories Creative has been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado business for years. Find out how they can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find them on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. Connor Workman to lead off. He went out to center in his only other at bat today. He's going to ground it up the line to third. It's going to roll south. So the Delta bat's been fairly quiet today in this game as Connor swings and misses with strike two. Other than the three singles in a row last inning, two of them infield hits. Delta really hasn't been able to make contact this game. Here's the pitch. Pokes foul on the right side. Connor will continue the battle. Connor steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch from Queen. Swing and a miss. Pitch is in the dirt. Catcher Tweed brings down to Chamblee to complete the strikeout. And that's one out here in the inning. So Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. He struck out looking. Back in the second. Also, I'm looking for a spark here. Pitch. This one's hit in the air down the left field line, and it will be off the base of the wall as Evan rounds first, heading to second. Head first slide into second for the double. Look at the big kid run. Way to go, Evan. I talk about needing a spark, and Evan answers with a double to left field. So that'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. He flew out of center in the second. Delgado looking to trade places with Evan out there at second base. The pitch. This one's going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit, and Bickman will be held up at second, and Delgado will slide head first into second base with a double. Delgado, seeing that the right fielder, Candelaria, taking his time getting that ball, rounded first and turned a single into a double, taking the extra base. So two runners in scoring position now for Landon Kennel, who's 1-for-2 today. Queen takes off a sign. Now he's got one. Here's the pitch. I'll miss the outside corner. It's the 1-0 from Queen. That's going outside. Kennel steps out, now back in. Queen stares in from the windup. Here's the pitch. This one's in the air on the right side. First baseman Chamblee calling off the second baseman in the third, and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. So Clay will now come to the plate. He's singled and reached on an error. He's looking to plate a couple here with runners at second and third. Picklin at third, Delgado at second as Lando takes strike one. The pitch. Then the dirt. Counts even. Play steps out now, back into the box, right on right here against Queen. And the pitch. This one's fouled off on the right side out of play, and Orlando going to have to be tough with two. Play. Takes a couple practice swings now. Steps back in. Pitch. This is high, and the count's even at two. And the pitch. He's on the ground. Roller back to the pitcher clean. He's going to throw to first. And pulls the runner off the bag. And play's going to be tagged out, though. So, Nelta, with runners in scoring position again, not able to get any across. At the bottom of the fourth, and Bayfield leads 4-0. You need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it, Nikki at the Sunflower Room note that pain and stress away. She's sports certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Get certificates are available. That's 874-2939. Stacey Panicki at the Sunflower Room. The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. They want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting their website at deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. If you want to advertise, get in touch to request more information by visiting their website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed. The kennel to start at the bottom of the fourth against Micah Candelaria. This one hit foul, Bynum giving chase, and it'll bounce off the top of the Delta dugout. Candelaria struck out swinging for the first out of the second inning. Then I'm going to get a different baseball. Bayfield leads 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kendall's ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the pitch from Kendall. This one's going to be lifted in the air to center. Sprout calls for it and makes the catch. One out, and Donovan Candelaria will come to the plate. So Candelaria popped out to the catcher in foul territory back in the second inning. Kendall's got his sign. Kicks and fires. This one's going to be hit on the right side. Bynum over, cannot make the catch in foul territory. Kendall and Bynum is slow to get up and have fallen awkwardly on his shoulder. Coach Steve Ryer racing out there to check on his first baseman. Not sure if he slipped or looks like he went down hard on his back, maybe shoulder. And I'm slowly getting back to his feet. Walking around down there in foul territory. It looks like he's going to be okay and stay in the game. It just knocked the wind out of him there. He did land kind of hard going for that foul ball. Good to see Bynum back out there at first base. So. And Larry steps back in, 0-1 the count to him. Here's the pitch from Kimmel. Fouled into the catcher's mitt, and it's 0-2. Kimmel with a long look in the cabinet, and he's ready for pitch. That's going to bounce off from Candelaria's helmet. He quickly throws the bat aside and trots down to first base. I think I mentioned it to the last game that Kennel started, but the one thing he struggled with this year is his backspin. So there's a runner on first now that Candelaria and Andy Munger will come. Maybe struck out swinging for the final out of the second inning. The pitch, he squares to Bunt, and it's right back to Kennel. Gloves it, looks at second, now goes to first. Gets the second out of the inning. So Candelaria will make it to second, and Nick Tweed will come to the plate. Tweed has singled and reached on an error, stolen three bases and scored twice. So Delta would really love for him to be the third out of the inning and not get back on base. Left on right. Here's the pitch from Kennel. That tail inside just missed Tweed for ball one. Kennel stares in. He's got his sign. Lifts the runner at second. Now comes home. This is high. 2-0 the count to Tweed. Candelaria, the runner out at second after he was hit by a pitch and ground out to the pitcher. This one's hit on the ground back to Kennel. Kennel will cross to Bynum and get out of the inning. With no damage done, Mayfield still leads 4-0 as we head to the fifth inning. You know, there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance. Yep, that place is State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. Stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryan has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. And Incarnations in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Make seafood burgers and more, plus the monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. I speak from experience. The prime ribs are pretty darn good. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. They have new menu items and specials all the time, so their creators really work hard for their customers. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience. So Tweet still has not come out of the dugout. He was obviously blasted out of the inning. He's got to go put on all the catcher's gear. When he gets out there and the inning begins, Delta is going to send the middle of their lineup out there, 3-4-5, Gastineau, Reed, and Bynum. Wind is picking up a little bit now. Clouds are gathering towards the south, but so far it looks like it's blowing around us as Gastineau coming to the plate. Luke has singled and reached on the fielder's choice today. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. Delta with some work to do here in the top of the fifth inning. They're down 4-0. Here's the 1-0 from Queen. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Counts even. Gastineau reached on an infield hit. Check his swing and take ball 1-2. Here's the 2-1. This is a hit on the ground to the second baseman, Missouri. He will throw to first to get Gastineau. So with one away, Tyree will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2 in the game. Step in. Clean out of the windup. Here's the pitch. On the ground on the third base line, picked up by the third baseman in foul territory. But Reed will come back to the plate. He was almost the first when third baseman Box picked up the ball. Here's the pitch. Reed wanted to check his swing, but couldn't, and it's going to have to be tough with you now. The pitch is going to be poked foul on the right side. Here's the 1-2. The 0-2 swing and a miss, strike 3. It's in the dirt. The catcher tweet up with it on the Chamblee to complete the strikeout. Now Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2 here in the game as he will step to the plate. Doesn't look like he's showing any ill effects. So whatever injury he suffered, fielding a foul ball in the bottom of last inning. He will take ball 1-1. I may have just knocked the wind out of himself down there. Here's the 1-0 from Queen, and that tails inside. It's 2-0 to the Delta first baseman. Here's the pitch on the outside corner. A whole lot Bynum could do with it, so let it go by. 2-1 pitch from Queen. Swing and a miss. That'll even the town. I'm going to have to be tough with two now. The pitch is going to be looped to the second baseman, Missouri. He'll make the catch. Delta goes in order here in the top of the fifth and still trails Bayfield 4-0. Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. School year just ended up. Together, they create a safe and caring environment that includes all so they can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school in life what you put into it, so study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District, caring, challenging, learning every student every day. And if you're looking for a hearty, satisfying breakfast or lunch, you're going to want to look to Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over, his owner, Jimmy, learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. I love them. Folks from near and far that come to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Clyde's Cafe, open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta, Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats. You're going to want to check out their fish and chips every Friday and their scratch clam chowder. It's just fantastic. So Lance Mazur may be last out of the top of the fifth inning, and he will be at the plate to start his half of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Kennel. Swing and a miss. Mazur has singled and walked, stolen a couple of bases, and scored a run here today in the game. Here's the pitch. That tails inside, and the umpire says it is. Second hit by pitch today for Kennel. Got a couple of walks and four strikeouts today. Caden Wood will come to the plate. Wood is 1-for-2. The stolen base has an RBI and a run scored today. Signs come in from the third base coach. Short lead by Missouri, first held on by Bynum, the pitch. It's going to be looped into right field. Reed's got to make a long run, can't get there. That'll be a single for Wood. So Noah Chandler will come to the plate with runners at first and second. He's 0-for-1 with a walk today. Is there the runner at second? Wood at first. Kendall stares in now. He's got his sign. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Delta fans urging their team on. Their team's down 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning with Wolverines threatening once again with a runner out there in scoring position. That pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2 to Chamberlain. Delta in search of the first out of the inning. They love to roll two. If they can. Pitch. Jamie twisted the hips but checked his swing, and it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Again, checking the swing, and the count's even. Count, got it signed, and the pitch was going to be fouled off on the right side out of play. Family steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch from Kennel. It's going to be fouled off on the right side into the parking lot. Gaffino out to talk to his pitcher as Clay comes in as well. Maybe discussing what to do with the runner out there at second. Kennel stares in. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. That will hit Chamberlain. Maybe. Are they going to say hit the bat? They're going to say that hit the bat to count season. So the count will stay even. As Kennel stares in. There's the 2-2 pitch. I guess that pitch prior was a ball, and they're going to say that one's low, so that will be the third walk of the day for Kennel, and Jackson Queen will come to the plate. Queen singled back in the third, but was turned out trying to take the extra base, otherwise he struck out today. The pitch is high. The bases are loaded now for the Wolverines. And no outs here in the inning. Infield in, trying to get the run at the plate. Pitch inside, and it's ball two. Keaton Ryan out of the dugout. Talk to his pitcher. Infield will join her. So the conversation on the mound is over, and Heedle's head back to the dugout. Delta wants to keep this within four. They don't want to have another big mountain to climb like they did against University. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll make the count 2-1. This is the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Kennel stares in, got a sign, kicks and fires. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side out of play. Yeah, it's full. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One out. Paving Box to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. The fifth strikeout of the game for Landis. Base is still loaded, though. Got Missouri at third, Wood at second, and Chambly at first. Pitch. That's going to be a slow roller to third. Porter. Boots it. And a run will score. Makes it 5-0 Bayfield. And Micah Cornelia will come to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. The pitch. One's popped up. In foul ground. Somebody got to call it. Nobody catches the ball. Nobody communicating out on the field as Gaston, O'Kennell, and Porter all converge on the ball, and it lands in between them. Somebody has to call that ball off. Instead, it's 0-1 to Cornelia and the pitch. And this one's hit into center field. Sprout trying to make the run. It's going to be Reed that gets to it first. He throws it home. But not in time to get the runner. So there's two outs. Bayfield leads 6-0. Runners at second and third. Chambly at third. Box at second. Donovan Candelaria to the plate. He was
hit by a pitch and popped up. Now to Porter. Porter fields it clean, goes to first in time to get Delta out of the inning, but more damage done by the Wolverines. A couple more runs scored. So Delta, with work to do here as we head to the top of the sixth inning, and 6, 7, and 8 coming to the plate. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your job done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders in the shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment, so whether it's prototypes, one-offs, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, power cutting, and blasting, and so much more. Call them today at 874-7518, Dowdy Steel and Machine, the expertise to get your project done right. Folks, you ready to have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles, accepted by every design. Their in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. Don't put it off any longer. Stop in their showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. Located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit them online at deltacabinetcompany.com. One of their owners is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Heather Redden, happy birthday to you. So Braden Sprout steps to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. The pitch, as he's looking at on his way on, is offered at, no contact made, strike one. The pitch, Braden lays off, and it's high, counts even at 1. The pitch, one popped up, out of play. Braden going to have to be tough with 2. Delta could really use a big inning here. Not wait until the 7th to have to get everything back. Here's the pitch. This is outside, and the count's even at 2. Bayfield leads 6-0 here in the top of the 6th inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Queen. Stops on the ground to 3rd, box up, with it going to have to hurry. Pitches in the dirt. This time, Braden able to make the turn without slipping, and the ball gets by the first baseman. So Brado ends up at 2nd on the throwing error, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. As I think we're going to get a pinch runner for Brado, as he may be headed to the bullpen to warm up. He may be coming in to pitch next inning. So Joe Blass will come in to run. So Workman at the plate, like I said, 0-for-2. Black with speed out there at 2nd. No outs. 3rd baseman playing about even with the bag. 2nd baseman, Missouri, in and out on the 5. That pitch blowing outside for a ball. I mentioned the 3rd baseman, says Connor. 3rd baseman is playing back, may lay down a bunt, but he's not back far enough. That pitch will catch the outside corner, even the count up at 1. Queen has his sign and delivers, and Edelman's outside. It's 2-1. Queen looks at Black at 2nd, now comes home. That misses the outside corner. The ball three. Workman steps back in. There's the 3-1. That missed inside, and five-pitch walk will get base runners first and second for the Bears. Now, Evan Sicklin will come to the plate, but we're going to get a timeout called as it looks like the pitching coach might be coming out to talk to Queen. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide array of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between with all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and so much more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware is a helpful hardware place. Looks like we're going to maybe have a pitching change here. It looks like the trainer came out of the dugout. So a Chamblee will come to the mound, it looks like. Looks like Queen will stay in the game. So Chamblee will come in to pitch. Queen will stay in the game, but he might be going to short with Mazur moving to first and the shortstop Wood moving to second. Trying to see other kind of standing behind the mound there to maybe determine that. Queen might be moving to second base. I'm not entirely sure. So Soccer Time was founded with the belief that fresh raw ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available, crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. They use 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right? They're in the restaurant. It's their way of assuring you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. Delta Health knows the reasons you trust them to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why the people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and even being there through their end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that they can be a part of, and the reasons why they love working in Delta. To see more reasons why their patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealth.org. Delta Health, a county-wide health care system. So back to action now. It looks like Queen went to second base and Mazur shifted over to first. Chamblee comes home with the pitch as he looks at the runners, and that one's going to get by the catcher Tweet. And now we've got two runners in scoring position, no outs, and a 1-0 count for Evan Sicklin at the plate. Sicklin looking to cut this lead in half with one swing of the bat, and he can do it too. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be lifted up into foul territory on the right side. The first baseman now, Mazur, over to make the catch. That's the first out of the inning, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. He doubled back in the fourth. He's also flown out to center today. The pitch. This one's going to be hit out of play on the right side. Here's the pitch. It's high and tight to even the count. The pitch. Sorry. 2-1 now, the count to Delgado. The pitch. That misses outside. It's 3-1 now to Delgado. Delgado steps back in, and the pitch. This one's on a line to Missouri at first base. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Delgado hit it hard, but right at Missouri, and now Landon Kennel will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 today. Here's the pitch. That's low. Kennel steps back in. Here's the 1-0. That misses outside. Kennelly stares in. Now he'll kick and fire. That's outside. So 3-0 for Kennel, and he's going to be taking all the way here to attempt to load the bases for Clay. Lando is on deck. He looks to bunt, pulls back. That pitch will be a strike at the knees. Still a hitter's count. We'll see what Kennel does here. It's got to be an absolutely perfect pitch here with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner that looks to be about an inch outside, and it'll be full. So here is the payoff pitch from Chamblee. That miss is blown away, and Delta has loaded the bases, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando, 1-for-2's reached on an error here in the game. He's able to get on. Luke Gastineau is waiting on deck. Family out of the windup. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Watch as good as a hit in this situation. It would force a run in. Two outs here. Delta down 6-0. The pitch. This was outside. Clay steps out, now back in. That pitch is low and away. I imagine Lando will be taking all the way here, trying to force the run in. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Again, hitters count, 3-1. Let's see if Clay gets something to hit here. Pitch. That missed, and that's an RBI the easy way for Lando. Delta's first run of the game, and the bases will remain loaded for Gastineau. Luke, 1-for-2, reached on the fielder's choice today. week out to talk to his pitcher Chamblee. Gasco steps in left on right.
Pitch.
Atness is for a ball.
Little outside.
Workman at third, Kennel at first, your second, Clay at first. That pitch is right down Broad Street to even the count.
Pitch.
This one's fouled off on the left side. Now Luke going to have to be tough with two. Gasco trying to win the battle. Here's the pitch. This is way outside. Even the count at two. Gasco, deep breath. Steps back into the left side batter's box. And the pitch. That'll miss. High and outside, and the count is full. Two outs. 6-1. Bayfield. Luke looking to unload the bases here. Here's the pitch with the runners going. Right back at the umpire up the middle. One run will score. Two runs will score. Now the center fielder bobbles it. Throw does not come in, and Clay will score. Gastineau does exactly what I said and unloads the bases with that RBI single. So Luke will get a couple RBIs out of that. Chaz Wilkes will come in to run for Luke. Clay scored all the way from first base after the error by the center fielder. Initially, they had held up Lando at third, and when the center fielder bobbled the ball, Breyer waved him in. This pitch is going to be popped up. Center fielder Queen out. Can't make the catch. He lost it in the sun. Wilkes round second with the two outs and ends up at third on the single by Reed. That'll bring Bynum to the plate. Delta down by 2-6-4, scoring all four of these runs with two outs. The pitch, back up the middle. Shortstop can't make the play as it goes under his glove. And Wilkes scores from third. Reed's at second now, and we've batted through the lineup as Sprout will re-enter. Sprout reached on an error and scored Delta's. Well, his pinch runner scored on Delta's first run. This is a line drive single in the right field. They're going to wave Reed around. Here comes Bynum. Nope, they're going to hold him up at second. At third, that's an RBI double for Brado. Delta has tied the score here in the top of the sixth inning. Connor Workman back to the plate is now a discussion on the mound as the Bayfield coach comes out of the dugout. Looks like they're going to make another pitching change here as Delta has scored 6 runs in the inning to tie the score. All those runs, I believe, coming with 2 outs. The Bayfield head coach heads to the mound. See if the ball gets turned over to a new pitcher here. The umpire comes up from home plate. Wood headed back to shortstop. Like Keene will head to first. Missouri back to second. And Chamblee will stay in at pitcher. So Workman comes to the plate now. Connor walked and scored earlier this inning. She will be the 11th batter to the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. Is the 0-1. That misses outside, low and away, even the count at 1. Workman steps back into the box. The pitch. Outside, past the catchers. Bynum scores from third to take the lead. Delta has come all the way back from down 6-0 to go ahead 7-6 here in the top of the sixth inning. Sprout moves up one base to third. And Workman's at the plate with a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside, it's 3-1. Workman with a strike to give. There's the pitch. Right down. No, that's going to miss the zone. That's a walk. A 5-pitch walk to Workman puts runners at the corners and Evan Ficklin back at the plate. He pops foul to the first baseman for the first out of this inning. And now we're going to have a pitching change. Looks like it's going to be Brandon Anderson out of the dugout. Let's see what the defensive changes are here. The winner of this game, once again, will play Cortez. Possibly after this game, possibly tomorrow, depending on the weather at this point. Brandon Anderson's on the mound. If he will have to take someone's spot here, we'll see whose spot that is. Looks like Mazur's still out there, so I imagine he will stay in and track it. Wolverines did not have a designated hitter, so I think we're still waiting for a first baseman to come back out, maybe. Clean was at first base, so. Tell you what, there's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. Nine Stories Creative makes commercials, whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started. They have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube. Anywhere on social media, you advertise. Nine Stories Creative has been bringing Hollywood-level productions to Colorado businesses for years. Find out how they can help you Tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find them on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. So it looks like Mazur is at second. Chamblee will go back to first. I believe Queen has left the game. So that is where David Anderson will go into the lineup. So Ficklin at the plate, two outs. Delta scoring seven runs in the inning. This one's going deep to left. Left fielder launches it over his head and over the fence. Three-run chance for Evan Ficklin. First pitch he sees from Brandon Anderson. It's over the left field wall. Oh. Here comes the home run hack as Evan drops to the dugout. That is 10 runs in the inning. Delta leads 10-6, and Jesse Delgado comes to the plate. The pitch. Back up the middle, under the shortstop's glove, that's the single. Delta has scored 10 runs with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. And they have batted through their lineup 1.5 times as Landon Kennel comes to the plate. He is the 14th batter to come to the plate this inning. He takes ball one. And the pitch with the runner going. Hit and run is on. And Delgado will have to go back to first as that one's chopped foul on the left side. And up and out. So that's the storm that I was talking about earlier, quickly moving in, hoping to get this game over with before lightning strikes. The pitch. Misses outside. 2-1 the count now. I think the rule for lightning is it has to be within 5 miles of stop play. Pitch is high. Delgado's going straight down, not in time. And Delgado slid head first a long ways. He slid almost a quarter of the way to the bag on that head first slide. But he's in there safely. Counts 3-1 to Kennel. Here's the pitch. This is hit to left field. It's on a line over the left fielder Cornelia's head. Kennel with the RBI double. As it bounced over the fence, so now Clay will come to the plate. Kennel the runner on second. Here's the pitch to Clay. This one's hit into right field on the fly, and first baseman Mazur able to get out there and make the catch after getting turned around and discombobulated. So Delta scoring 11 runs with two outs to take the lead 11-6. And I believe I am correct. Yet Braden Sprout coming to the mound. So Brader will come out to try to close this thing out. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, trying to get the game in before the lightning comes. Do you need help to relax or maybe have a pain in the neck, let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Delta comes back from being down 6-0 to up 11-6 with two outs. They scored all their runs in the top of the sixth with two outs. So Delta's bats coming alive as the rain is coming, folks. I can feel it. And me without an umbrella. So I can't tell if the clouds are going to circle around or come right over the top of us, but they are out there and they are coming. They had talked earlier about lightning and contingencies if this game is delayed or if this game is, or if the game after this is delayed or postponed. My understanding is that last check, which was probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, the lightning is 13 miles away, and I believe it has to be within 5 to stop a game. My understanding is the contingency is that they are not able to get the game in after this here at University High School, which would be the winner of this game playing Cortez, then they will play two games tomorrow. And we are going to have a pinch hitter as number 24, who was not on my roster, is coming to the plate. So that's going to be Cole Wagner. He is pinch hitting for Andy Monger. Left on right here from with Sprout. Here's the pitch from Breda. On the outside corner for a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So, Sprout, way ahead 0-2 on the batter, Wagner. The pitch, swinging him at strike three. That'll bring Nick Tweet to the plate. This will be a left-on-left matchup. And we are now into a weather delay. Not sure who this is that came out of the Bayfield dugout to call the lightning, but they are pulling the teams off the field. I guess it's a 10-mile radius that the lightning has to be in, and we are now inside 10 miles on the lightning. So, game has been suspended, delayed, not postponed as of yet. So, it happened yesterday to Delta, and their game ended up getting postponed until this morning for the finish. Delta leads 11-6 here in the bottom of the sixth. They're going to, I believe, clear the stands. So what we will do is I will, suspend my broadcast here as we go into the weather delay. And come back when play resumes. So
We will talk to you then. Again, Delta leads 11-6 here in the bottom of the 6th with one out, and we're in a weather delay. Well, welcome back, folks. We are about ready to get back to action here. Braden Sprout on the mound. There's one out here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Cole Wagner was the pinch hitter that struck out right before the weather delay, so we'll have Nick Tweed at the plate. Tweed is 1-for-2 today. He's reached on an error, stolen 3 bases, and scored twice. The wind blowing in now from left field is... We're going to, fingers crossed, hopefully finish this ball game. Left on left. Delta leads 11-6. They put those 11 runs on the board with 2 outs in the top of their inning. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. Grado coming out of the delay with and Dillon. That one caught that outside corner. He's set now. And the pitch. That one is high, and the count's even. Grado's ready. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the key here for Delta is to hang on to this lead and hopefully have Sprout throw minimal pitches. Breaking halt. Oh! I thought that was strike 3 on the inside corner. It is not. So did the entire Delta crowd. But the count's even as that one just misses the corner on the breaking ball. Here is the 2-2 pitch. That's slow. Sprout stares in. Got his sign. Here's the payoff pitch to Tweet. Breaking ball. Please play out in front. Strike 33. That will bring Lance Mazur to the plate with 2 outs. Mazur is has singled, been hit by a pitch, walked, stole a base, actually stolen 2, and has scored twice. So there are 7 ways to reach first base. Mazur has accomplished 3 of them in this game. First pitch to him is a ball. Here comes the 1-0. That misses outside, and it's 2-0. Sprout stares in. Now he's set. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the inside half. Mazur steps out now back in. Sprout comes set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch that bounced off the plate. And the count's even at 2. So Sprout had the bottom drop out of that breaking ball. He shakes off a sign. Now has one he likes. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be popped foul back out of play. Zuer back in, right on left.
Here's the 2-2 delivery. That's a swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Gastineau gets into position, makes a good throw down to first to complete the strikeout. So Fredo actually strikes out the side. The first strikeout came about 2.5 hours ago before our weather delay. The next two came in the last 5 minutes. So the Wolverines go in order as we head to the seventh inning. So just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Jerry Ryan is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryan will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. For your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. So it looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Stevian Box has come out to pitch. Brandon Anderson came in and relieved in the top of the sixth inning. Finished that inning, and now Tavian Box will be on the mound. We'll see if Anderson went anywhere. Is he came in and took, I believe, Jackson's clean spot, as it looks like Noah Chamblee first. I'm not sure. He changes it first, and Missouri, I think, is at second. I believe Wood is still at short. At third base is number 6, Austin Wilmer. So I think he went in Anderson's spot. Here's the pitch, low to Gastineau. Here's the 1-0. That misses, and it's 2-0. Luke today, 2-for-3, couple RBIs. He's also reached on the fielder's choice. Here's the pitch. That misses outside. If Luke's taking here, if he's got the green light, the pitch, he's taking, and it's a strike. Here's the 3-1. That's low, and Jackson draws the leadoff walk. You get a courtesy runner. As Wilkes out of the dugout. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed 1-for-4 with a run scored in this game. The pitch is in the dirt. Nice block by Tweed. So Box back on the rubber. Here's the 1-0. Just back up the middle. Going to be fielded by the shortstop Wood, and he'll roll two as he steps on the bag and throws the first. So there's now two outs in the inning, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum steps in the pitch. He lifts it to right field. The right fielder chasing it. It's going to be beyond him. Candelaria tracks it down. Bynum's rounding second, headed to third. That's a triple. Two out triple for Bynum, who'd been 0-for today. He did reach on an error last inning and scored, but up until then had not had a hit. He's got one now. That brings Sprout to the plate. Grado with a double in his last bat. He is actually 2-for-3 today. He's reached on an error. He's got two runs scored and an RBI. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Box stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the pitch. It bounces off the catcher, and Bynum will score easily for third on the wild pitch. So that extends Delta's lead. It's now 12-6. Sprout steps out, now back in. And the pitch is hit on a line by the second baseman, Mazur, and in the center field, that'll be a base hit for back-to-back hits. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor's 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and a couple of runs scored. Box stares in. Looks at the runner. Sprout over at first. And there's the pitch. Then the dirt a block by Tweed. Workman steps out. Now steps back in. Box gets back on the rubber. Sprout with a good lead from first, held on by Chamberlain. The pitch. That's taken on the inside corner for a strike. Even with the count at 1. Box is ready. Here's the pitch. Runner's going, and that's going to hit Workman. Delta will have runners at first and second. Sprout at second, Workman at first, and Evan Ficklin at the plate. He had a 3-run blast last inning. Kind of separate Delta from Bayfield on the scoreboard. There's the pitch. This is high. In addition to that, Eben has doubled today. He's 0 for 2 otherwise. So a 2 for 4 day for Eben. The pitch, that'll miss outside, and it's 2-0. Ficklin steps out now, back in, and Box gets back to the rubber. Runners with their lead, Stingley behind, playing behind Workman at first. Here's the pitch, and that will hit Ficklin to load the bases. So back-to-back hit by pitches. Now Jesse Delgado will come to the plate, and we're going to get a coach coming to the mound. I don't think this is the head coach. I think this is the pitching coach coming out. There are two outs in the inning, and Bayfield has loaded the bases. So conversation over. Delgado today is 2 for 4 with a double. With the run scored. And looks like we've got, looks like maybe a pinch runner down there at first. I think that might be Jacob Hancock. It came in as a courtesy runner earlier in the game. Here's the pitch to Delgado, and he's going to hit it foul. Back out of play behind us here. It's at 0-1. So Strout, the runner at third. Workman at second, Hancock at first. Here's the 1-0, or 0-1, excuse me. It's outside in the dirt to even the count at 1. Delgado will step back in. Box stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Makes it 2-1 to Delgado. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Delta leads 12-6. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And that evens the count at 2 now to Delgado. So Delgado steps out now, steps back in. Box is ready. Here's the pitch. That's high in sight. It's, the count is full. Nowhere to put another Panther, so base hitter ball 4 is what Delgado would like. Box looking to get out of the inning. Here is the payoff pitch. On the ground, up the middle. Shortstop Wood up with it to first in time. So 6-3. Put out gets Bayfield out of the inning, and we head to the bottom of the seventh with Delta up 12-6. And Sprout to face the middle of the lineup, 3-4-5. The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. They want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting their website at deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. You want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting their website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed. A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in the new and exciting way. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience. So, Caden Wood will come to the plate. He is 2-for-3 with an RBI and a couple runs scored today. He's also stolen a base. So, his club down by 6 here in the bottom of the 7th. Looking to stave off elimination. The pitch in the dirt. Ball in. So in case you're wondering, there's still weather all around us. So we're going to get this game in. The winner of this game is still supposed to play Cortez tonight. Unsure if that is going to happen. That pitch catches the zone and the count's even. If the game against Cortez does not happen tonight, it will happen tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Butch Butler Field. Here's the pitch. Back with the Giants, 2-1. Grado stares in. He sets. And the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 3-1. You know, we were talking during the weather delay how deep Delta's pitching staff goes. You've got the three main starters in Reed, Kennel, and Sprout. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. You've also got Donovan Raley, who started a few times this season against Olathe and Eaton this year. Got Rip Lockhart, and who came in and relief yesterday and pitched very well. Jake Hancock, who pitched in relief yesterday, he pitched very well. Bad pitch on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Caden Wood was getting ready to toss his bat back toward the dugout when the umpire rung him up. So that's the fourth strikeout for Grado so far in the game, and he's pitched an inning and a third. So he has struck out everybody he's faced so far. That'll bring Noah Chambly to the plate. Chambly has 0-for-1, walked twice today. There's the pitch. That one bounces in front of Gastineau for a ball. So I mentioned the pitchers I did, and we're not even mentioning people like Connor Workman, who has seen some action this year, Landon Clay, who's pitched an inning this year. Rylan Bynum can pitch. So Delta goes pretty deep on their staff. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up foul out of play. And that'll leave the count at 1. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Workman gets a bead on it, makes the catch. Now with 2 outs, see who comes to the plate. Looks like it's going to be Austin Wilmer, who came in as a defensive substitution on the pitching change last inning, or at the top of this inning. So he will come to the plate, his first at bat here today. Here's the pitch from Sprout. This one's going to be fouled off out of play on the right side. pitch.
That's a check swing foul. And Wilmer down to his last strike. Wilmer steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off the catcher. Gastineau. Gastineau said he caught it. First base umpire says he trapped it. Regardless, it's a foul. Bomb look in by Sprout. He's got his sign there. Here's the pitch. Strike. Oh, he checked his swing as Gastineau turned around to shake the home plate umpire's hand. He thought that was strike three. And Gastineau is stuck there with his hand out. That's all that happened. And it's 1-2 now. We're still one strike away from advancing here in the consolation bracket of the 3A state tournament. Here's the pitch from Sprout. It's in the dirt. It counts even at 2 now. So this is the second elimination game that's been played today. So Peak to Peak was eliminated earlier. And here's the 2-2. This one back up the middle. Delgado fields it to first in time. Ball game. And Delta lives to play another day. Actually, they just beat today as Sprout pitched two perfect innings to end this game. So we will see if the elimination game against Cortez will be played here tonight, or if that game will be played tomorrow. So we'll end this broadcast, and we play Cortez tonight. We'll pick it back up with that game. If not, we will talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports on